Welcome to the Mad Bummer Racing Podcast. My name is Tristan. I wanted to create this podcast with the goal of giving a more expanded version of the blog post and to explain and give you all more context and more detail about the actual project and what's going on. And with the project, there's a lot to discuss with it, but for this episode, I wanted to keep it somewhere minimal and just give you all a quick overview about what's going on and what I plan on doing. As far as the car goes, it is a 1990 Nissan 240SX hatchback. I bought it when I was in North Carolina some years back. It had a single cam. It's a factory manual. It's a slick top, so it's no sunroof. And when I got it, it ran very well, but it needed some work. There were some things. I fixed it. I drove it daily for a long time. For about like 3 years straight, I drove it every single day. And it gave me some issues here and there, but it wasn't anything crazy. It wasn't like the typical 240 related stuff, because it was mostly a stock car from what I understand from the previous owner. And in 2016, I blew up the single cam and ended up I found a dual cam for about $100-$200 at the time. I can't remember exactly how much that cost. And if you read the blog post, it says it's the blog post I got robbed of. That's another story I can expand on another day too. But some of my parts went missing and my bill got stalled. And after a long time, like, I didn't have a space for the car. It was under the tree at my grandparents' house for a long, for about a year and a half, 2 years almost. And then just last November, I was able to get it to my house. We bought a house in 2020, like right before the pandemic hit. And then I was able to, we have a garage, a two-car garage, and I was able to get the car that November to my house. And I was gonna get it started, but with the pandemic and life happening, I had to put the build on hold. And as of right now, all of this stuff, website, podcast, YouTube channel, everything, all of this effort is going towards the build. So every penny I make from all of this information, the podcast, the blog, future YouTube videos, and all that stuff will go towards the car. Just to be clear and to lay it out in this intro, I will not be selling the car. The 240 will never be for sale. It will probably get passed down to my kids, whoever wants it after I die. Like, it will never go, it will never leave my hands, like, unless I'm dead. I will never do a giveaway. So if anybody's listening, like, oh, he's just going to do another giveaway car, I'm not doing a giveaway car. I don't believe in that type of thing as far as like YouTube car people go. Like, I don't believe in that. So if anything, it'll probably be just merchandise, which I'll have the link in the blog here soon for like t-shirts and stickers and things like that once I get better graphics and whatnot. But I will never do a giveaway car. I will never try to take anybody's money. I just want to be as honest and straightforward as possible when it comes to the build of this car. And so with that being said, I just wanted to get into that. So with the 240, I want to build it at this point, I just want to get it running, right? I just want to get the car up and running. So at the moment, it's sitting in my garage. It needs, I won't say a lot of work, but it needs work. It's doable. It needs brakes, brake lines, rotors. All the new bushings need to be replaced. The engine needs to be rebuilt. And I have to do that. I have to get a welder. Like, that's probably like priority number one, is getting the engine out and doing the tubs and getting everything, getting all of that, the engine bay painted, and just basically getting it cleaned up. Like, the interior is functional. The driver's seat the interior is ripped on the driver's seat on the left side when you sit in it. So if you get in the car wrong, it'll like hurt your back from like the metal part. So a racing seat is definitely in order for that. And my steering wheel is like, it's flaking apart because it's just old. It's been doing that forever since I've had the car. But as far as anything serious, like bushings aren't really that serious, like suspension arms and things like that, that's something that like can be replaced, and it's all like bolt-on stuff. It's nothing, it's not like the frame is twisted or anything like that. So I have to get that done, and from there on, I think I want to do, I've been tossing around the idea of maybe doing a cage, maybe not. But as far as the ultimate goal of the car is, I want to keep it. Like, I toss around the idea of wanting to do a cage, but I don't think I'm going to, because it's just too intensive, and it takes the car into a realm that I'm really not prepared to go with that particular chassis. I've always wanted a 240, like since I was like 12, 13 years old. My uncle had a black coupe that he had for a while, and like I just tried to convince him to sell me that car when I was young, but he ended up getting rid of it. And so it just doesn't make sense to do that at this point, to have it go and be a completely, you know, stripped out race car. That would be cool, but it's like, that takes a lot of work and a lot of development, and something that I'm really just not willing to put into that particular chassis. Maybe once things down the road go along, and once like the brand itself grows more, I could figure something out with like a different chassis, maybe a 350Z, or you know, something along those lines. Or maybe we end up doing something crazy with like a brand new car. But as of right now, the focus is just, you know, get the 240 running and driving. And some of the parts that I'm gonna need for that is, I need coilovers, wheels, tires, brake calipers, brake rotors, and the engine bay, really. Bushings can, I can deal with bushings, and that's something that I'll probably end up getting the energy suspension bushing kit and just replacing all the bushings with that, and just let that be that, and then putting the solid subframe risers in it from GK Tech or either Part Shop Max, whichever comes first, whichever I feel like doing, and then coilovers. And so, and I'll eventually do over fenders so I can run bigger tires. But other than that, like, I really want to keep it somewhat simple. I don't want to have like a simple seat time car. Like, I want to have like an actual street car that I can drive and enjoy. And with that, it just makes sense not to put a cage in the car. And especially with, you know, wanting to actually drive the car, like it's more of a headache to have a cage in your car. In my eyes, it's more of a headache to have a cage in the car than it is. Like, I don't really get much of a benefit out of it. And it's like, I can only push the S13 so far. And with that being said, I want to keep it simple. Like, and I know like they make cage kits, if y'all don't know who that is, if you ever seen Hoonigan, I'm pretty sure if you're listening to this and you're a car person, you know what Hoonigan is. Cheshire makes kits that's literally like, they're literally just welding cages, and it's super simple, and it's almost dummy proof in a way. Well, it is dummy proof because it's all laid out. You don't have to trim it or anything like that, so you can't mess that up. But I don't want to go that route. For one, I don't have the experience to weld in a cage, and I don't want to pay anybody to weld in my cage. And it's like, everything that comes with that, like, it kind of takes away the street car element of it, and it just defeats the purpose for me. So I don't want to go that route. I kind of want to keep it. I really want to get the car up and running, do the tubs, and then take the interior out, take the stock sound deadening out, and then probably put new sound deadening in the car, and with new carpet and headliners and things like that. And probably just like, I have to get a new door panel too, because my driver's side door panel is messed up. So I was thinking of doing the Street Faction door cards and wrapping them in Alcantara doing and flocking my dash, because I mean, everybody's dash is cracked. I mean, if you have a non-cracked dash in an S13, you have a unicorn pretty much at this point. And so I just wanted to keep it somewhat simple, keep the build. I mean, it's complicated, but like in essence, it's very simple, and it's something that can be done in my garage. So that was like, that's all I really want to do. And then I really just want to drive it because I miss driving the car. I don't know if people listening really understand like how much I miss driving that car, but I've driven that car to and from North Carolina, from Alabama a couple times, and I just like the way the car feels. It feels like a go-kart, honestly, and it's just a very fun car to drive, and I want to have fun with it. And I know they have track days here at track close by my house. They have grip days, they have drift days. I don't know if I really want to get too deep into drifting. I know I want to do like some grip track days and stuff like that, and just go to, you know, barbers and have a good time, and, you know, just have fun with the car. So I don't want to ruin it per se, if that even makes sense. So I just want to have fun. And I think maybe in the future with the brand and with Mad Bomber Racing in general, maybe we'll go on and do something else. I know the dream, like the very, I don't want to say it's unattainable, but the far off dream is the Porsche GT3. And I know that's something that like everybody's like, oh, people always turn to exotics and things like that. But I really want to keep this focused on racing, and I want to have the best possible race car. So maybe the stretch is for a Porsche GT3, but the next step would maybe be a 350Z or a RX-8. A three-rotor RX-8. Nah, that's crazy. That would be crazy too, to have like a three-rotor RX-8. I have a story about a four-rotor RX-7 that I actually ran into here. And you know, maybe once like we get more of a plan, and once we get further along with the 240, and probably around the time I start to put over fenders on, you know, we could figure that out and get some YouTube videos going with that as well. But that's really it. I didn't want to do a crazy long episode. I didn't want to do something that was super intensive and that just didn't make any sense and just end up rambling about the car in general. I wanted to give a quick overview. So thank you all for listening, and make sure to check out the blog. Keep up on the blog, because there are some more information coming. There are some more updates. There'll be more things coming, more pictures of the car. Just stay tuned. I'm trying to get everything together. And thank you all for listening.